Erica Todd and her partner started their property search in Sydney 5 years ago.
When we had a look then, there was literally a line out the door to get in and have a look around, and no time to speak to the agent. And when we did, they sometimes didn't even know the answers to our questions that we were asking. So it was very frustrating.
Now, with a growing family, Miss Todd says they're keen to secure that first home. But she says they've noticed a shift in buyer interest now.
And having had a look at a couple of places over the past few weekends, there aren't that many people there, to be totally honest, compared to 5 years ago when there were probably well over 20 couples at any one time viewing properties. We're now one of maybe two or three other couples.
With a record number of new homes and apartments hitting the market, some areas are in oversupply. There has also been a slowdown in investor activity amid tighter lending rules. The banking regulator, APRA, says after reaching a record in July last year, the value of interest-only loans has slumped to the lowest point since January 2015. Biz Economics property analyst Angie Zigomanis says that means there's less potential for investors to bid up prices.
Yeah, look, I think in most markets at the moment, if you're a first home buyer, there's not a real lot of urgency to be buying. Prices aren't going to be running ahead of you like they have been, particularly in Sydney and Melbourne in recent years.
Of Australia's capital cities, Biz is predicting Brisbane will have the biggest increase in median prices over the next 3 years. It predicts prices in Brisbane will rise 13% as population growth catches up when a slowdown in housing construction eventuates in 2 years. Prices in Canberra and Perth are forecast to grow by 10%, while the rest of the country is only expected to have single-digit growth through to 2021. Sydney prices are tipped to grow the least by 3%. The softer prices are encouraging first home buyers back into the market. They now account for 17.6% of owner-occupier home loans, taking out an average loan of about $343,000. The head of advice at Dixon Advisory, Narita Cole, says first home buyers saving for deposits can take advantage of the government's First Home Super Saver scheme.
Any extra money that they put into super, up to an annual limit of $15,000, can then be used to put towards that deposit for their first home purchase. And by using the super system, they get some of the same tax concessions that super offers, and that extra tax benefit is what gives them the extra money to put towards the deposit.
It means an average wage earner on $80,000 a year who uses the scheme over 2 years would get about a $5,000 tax benefit. Narita Cole explains.
So you would either set it up through the year as a salary sacrifice with your payroll office. At this time of the year, though, there's not time to do that. So for the first time, employees are actually able to make a lump sum tax deductible contribution to super. So they can do that right now in the last week, and they can claim then a tax deduction for that contribution and then also be able to use it towards their first home deposit.
Ms. Cole says all first home buyers need to do now then is find that money to make the lump sum deposit. She says an average wage earner on $80,000 a year who uses the scheme over 2 years would get about a $5,000 tax benefit from it. Erica Todd, looking to buy a first home, says it means she and her partner can go in strong, offer what they're prepared to offer, and have a chance. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.